Radcast, Season 1, Episode 4.
Hi, I'm Beepy Bear.
And I'm Fuzz.
And you're listening to the Stubbies Podcast.
Before we start, we'd like to say that we distribute our podcast around right before 10 p.m. Pacific Time in the U.S.
on Saturday.
Every week.
Yep, but the distribution might take a little longer, so you get it after that. But yeah. Alright, and today we have a live audience, so we gotta thank them. Live audience, let me hear you.
Woo! Oh, also, we would like to thank our fans. We are so grateful for you guys.
Thank you.
No matter where you guys are, for listening to us. Thank you so much. How's your summer going, Bear?
Well, I've been Zooming with my friends, playing in the pet, and I built it, which was super fun, and taking walks.
Yeah, I've also been exercising, but I've been doing dance classes. I've played in BB Bear's tent. We are brother and sister, and we live in the same house, so we don't have to social distance with each other. But we social distance with other people. I've also done a virtual escape room.
Cool. Did you know that some libraries are having where you place a hold on the book, and then you can, like, go do curbside pickup fuzz?
Yeah. I'm so excited to check out real books. Except that I've heard that there's a long line.
Well, I hope to check out the book soon.
What books have you been reading lately, Beaver Bear?
Book review time. Recently, I read the book James and the Giant Peach by Roald Dahl.
I read that too. Review it.
It's about a boy named James who lives with his nasty aunts. But one day, a giant peach grows and James sets out on an adventure with his many insect friends.
It's interesting, and you should read it. I give it a 4 out of 5 stars.
I give it 4 out of 5 stars, too. Overall, I think it's a really good book. I think you should read it.
I agree.
Now it's time to interview our special guest.
It's Yellow M&M. His nickname is M&M. Don't eat him, though. He's a really kind stuffy.
I won't eat him. Welcome, M&M. Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful today. Thanks.
All right, let's get to it. First question, what is your favorite movie? Ooh, mine is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I would love to eat that candy.
That's a great movie. What's your favorite sport?
I like all sports, but I especially like playing hockey and baseball. Cool. I like those too.
Where do you come from? You sound like you have an accent.
Oh, well, I used to live in the New York M&M store for the longest time. Then I decided to move into a house.
Guess what, Beaver Bear?
What?
M&M is going to be our guest storyteller.
Yay, M&M! I'm so excited.
This story is called Karma Litter. Fuzz and M&M will tell it. Take it away, M&M.
Oh, okay. Once upon a time, there was a man named Trash. His middle name was O, and his last name was Er. So his full name was Trash-O-Er, which sounded like Trash Thrower. This suited him because he would throw trash everywhere. He wouldn't pick up things that fell on the floor.
I don't need this plastic water bottle, he shrugged. Then he would toss it over his shoulder.
He would go home carefree, but his dog would whimper because he knew his owner shouldn't have litter.
Aren't you a good boy? He would say to his dog. Trash-O-Er loved his dog almost more than his beard, and that was saying something.
One day, he tossed some plastic brown packaged peanuts into the ground instead of the trash can.
His dog didn't notice and thought they were food. He accidentally ate them. Woof, he moaned.
He didn't feel well the rest of the day. Trash-O-Er took his dog to the vet.
It seems that your dog accidentally ate some packing peanuts and became sick, the doctor explained. Someone left them on the ground. We'll have surgery done. That was a close call, though. He almost died.
The dog stayed alive, and Trash-O-Er learned his lesson that he shouldn't litter because he could hurt animals. It also made his house very messy. From then on, he always recycled and put things in the trash or composted things.
The end. Bee Bear, did you like the story?
Indeed. I learned to never to litter. I want to keep everybody safe. This was a good story. I hope you enjoyed it. Bye.
Bye, Emma.
Bye. It was good having you.
Okay, today we will be reciting a poem for you about blueberries. Ready, Bee Bear?
Yeah, hit it.
Blueberry Rush by Bee Bear and Futz.
Mm-hmm.
It's ripe, picked from the sweetest bush. Not yellow, not green, just blue mush. After it's in a bucket, it goes to a factory. It's put in a basket and sent to the grocery store. My mom picks through all of them, carefully picking the juiciest kingdom.
When dinner comes, you know what they say. Make way for the fruit parade. Everybody is waiting for the fruit. Their stomachs growl for the yummiest juice. Handshaking puts the bowl on the table. T-minus 5 seconds. She then flees the scene and then abandons.
Coming like a rush, as fast as a flush. The greedy hands dive in.
Once the mist clears, there's no one near. And that's the end of the rush.
The blueberry rush.
Good job!
I also made a haiku about the summer solstice.
What's a haiku?
A haiku is a poem that has 5 syllables, then 7 syllables, and then 5 syllables.
Oh, cool. Go Fuzz.
Here it goes. It happens in June, start of summer or winter, northern or southern.
Nice. Why did you say northern or southern?
It's because in the southern hemisphere, it's the start of winter, but in the northern hemisphere, it's the start of summer. This happens because the earth is tilted, so some parts of Earth get more sunlight at certain times in the year.
Wow, that's a lot of information. Thanks for teaching me, Fuzz.
You're welcome. We have a new section today. It's called Clue.
In the game Clue, you have to figure out a person, place, and a thing to win.
Today, we'll learn about a person, place, and thing.
First up, we'll learn about Lionel Richie. His birthday is June 20th, 1949.
He is turning 71. Can I sing with you today, Bee Bear?
Sure.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lionel Richie. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Lionel Richie.
His full name is Lionel Brockman Richie Jr. He is an American singer and songwriter.
He is also a judge on American Idol. He is very famous. He was born in Tuskegee, Alabama.
He is also known for his recording with the Commodores.
His most famous songs are All Night Long, You Are, Endless Love, and Truly.
Now for the thing, the microphone.
Microphones can turn sound waves into electric waves.
You can broadcast it onto speakers so it's way louder.
You can get a wire or wireless mic.
James Edward McCall West, Emile Berlin, David Edward Hughes, and Thomas Edison are all credited with inventing it. Sorry if I pronounced it wrong. It was invented in 1877.
The types are carbon, dynamic, and condenser ribbon.
Our place will be Wembley Stadium.
Did you know the England national team plays there?
Wow.
It was built to house the British Empire Exhibition in 1924 to 1925. It took 300 days to build.
It cost almost $1 million. It was used for the 1948 Olympics, too.
It was remodeled in 2002, and Lionel Richie has played there.
Cool. That was a nice clue section.
I agree.
Let's go to our tent.
Sure. Happy birthday again. This is research that Bee Bear and I have done. We are not liable for any false information. We are sorry if we included any.
Did you have a good time, Fuzz?
Yeah, that was great.
I especially like making a poem.
I like the book review. Ready to sign off, Bee Bear?
Yep.
Fuzz, Bee Bee, Beanie.